That is absolutely one of the best. Wes Moreno made a good choice. He is the Escambia County Administrator. Of course, we're mourning the passing of Dusty Hill, the bassist for ZZ Top, who died at 72. But we're celebrating the music that he contributed to, and that is absolutely one of the best. Good pick, Wes. Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. That is a good one, no doubt about it.
If that doesn't get you going, I don't know how, you know, what would, really. I don't know what to say to you. So before we get too much into all the other stuff, we have what I think is a really good news announcement. You have something to tell folks, right?
Yeah, certainly do. I would like to announce that Eric Gilmore will be our permanent public safety director. You know, he's been interim for a little bit. He has more than proven himself. He has brought a sense of stability there to public safety. He's made some great changes, and he's just, you know, the impact that he has had since being in that role has just been phenomenal, and I'm excited that he has decided to accept that position on a permanent basis. And so we really look forward to the impact and the good change that he's going to bring moving forward.
Absolutely. I mean, Eric does a great job. He is the competent guy. He's got he's in kind of a weird situation because he has the confidence of the firefighters and EMS and the public and the board all at the same time, which is, you know, there's
all at the same time, and that is quite an accomplishment, I will tell you.
That absolutely is. So that's fantastic news, really is. And he's a good guy, obviously. We know him pretty well. So that's great news. Speaking of, you know, emergency type things, because he was, you know, as a volunteer firefighter for a long time, emergency manager for a while, and then most recently interim public safety director. It's kind of his bailiwick to oversee the COVID response stuff, especially when he was the emergency manager. I wanted to ask you about that. In the last, obviously, 2 days or so, we've had some pretty dramatic changes in the nation in terms of advice by the CDC. Now, the military has gone along with that, requiring masks indoors. Our county has always been a little bit reluctant. You know, about the only thing we did officially as a county requirement-wise was close the beaches for a little while, to much consternation, a thing that I think a lot of people regret after the fact. But is the county now doing anything different because of this guidance regarding masks or vaccinations or either?
Not at the moment, Andrew. We are having some discussions. You know, we're just continuing to advise people and remind people that the vaccinations are plentiful and they're out there and available, and testing sites are opening up. I guess the one thing we have done is we've reinstated our dashboard with the Department of Health. You know, we get that information 5 days a week, and we populate it with the most real-time information we have regarding hospitalizations, and we've picked up on the weekly calls with our hospital partners. And so, you know, we are kind of taking some steps and measures in that direction. And as we monitor things and things progress, we'll see how we go.
But at the same time, I actually looked at the dashboard yesterday because I was curious what would be up there, since the Department of Health, I know all of their links are all gone now, them doing the once-a-week reporting. You can actually get more information about Florida from the CDC than you can from the Florida Department of Health right now. I was curious what our dashboard looked like, and you show up there, and it's just a big one number. That's all it is, right?
It is. It is the daily hospitalizations as we get them in real time, and that is you're exactly right. That's what it is at the moment.
Yeah, it's a very simple. It's just that one thing, but in a certain way, you know, that's obviously the easiest thing for you guys to produce, and it is perhaps the most relevant number at the moment. So that's good to see. We've had a couple of other, just since we're kind of in the personnel realm a little bit. We've obviously had the departure of Amber McClure. She was the budget director, and comes in an awkward time, I guess, for the county, because she had basically just finished the workshop presentations on the budget and then announced her resignation. So this would affect, obviously, the budget stuff going forward. I don't know what other things it's going to affect, but what's the county doing now without a budget director?
Well, Amber's still here, and she's still working hard, and she'll be with us through the 20th. And I got to tell you, Andrew, I can't say enough good about Amber McClure. Since I stepped into this role, you know, you step into this role right at budget workshop time. And while I've always known my budget and my little portion of the county backwards and forwards, the county budget as a whole is a whole different animal. Mm-hmm. And, I could go to Amber. I said, Amber, let's walk through the budget. And she'd always smile. She said, sure, let's walk through it. And she would take me through the budget. Always gracious, always professional, just just a great person to work with, and I really appreciate her and the time that she has spent with me in that regard. Now, you're right. I kind of feel like the old Brother Where Art Thou movie when you got the guys up in the barn and the cops show up, and they, you know, George Clooney's character is like, man, we're in a tight spot. Man, we're in a tight spot. And we are in a tight spot, but it'll be all right. You know, we're talking. I'm talking to some folks. We're looking around. But, you know, it's not the first time the county's been in a tight spot. I remember I was in Panama City one time, and we got a call, and the governor had removed 4 out of our 5 commissioners.
Yeah.
Talking about a tight spot. But we're going to be all right. The county will be fine. We'll move forward. You know, I'm not quite sure what that'll look like in the upcoming weeks, but... you know, we'll come to a solution, and we'll and put something in place, and we'll move forward, and I think we're going to be just fine.
Yeah, and of course, not just the fact that the budget director controls so much, but this is a year where we've gone to a whole new system of presenting information and, you know, a whole new way of understanding the budget. So it's kind of, as you said, you're stepping into the new role as replacing Janice Gilley as the county administrator. You know, the budget director is out, and as you say, a couple of other people, and, you know, a bit of a tight spot. But, well, the show must go on, right?
That's it. That's it. Show must go on.
Where are we at on the redistricting? Because I know there's been a lot of conversation about the challenge of getting it done in this year. Is it going to – I mean, and I know particularly Jeff Bergosh had pushed back and said we don't need to do it this year, but it looks like you've got consensus from the board to try to push ahead. Is that actually going to happen?
We are going to try to push ahead cautiously and prudently. You know, I know Commissioner Bergosh has some concerns. Hey, we want to get it right, and yeah, I know he doesn't want to rush anything. And I don't think the board as a whole really wants to rush. They do want to get it accomplished. And as we spoke the other day, it is all going to depend on when we get the data and the information. If we get it in mid-August, you know, we have a shot of landing the plane. If we don't get it to the end of August or first part of September, you know, maybe not so much. So you really are waiting to see when we get that data and how we proceed. But we do have a schedule and a timeline. The county attorney's office kind of laid that out for us, and so we'll move in that direction and see. You know, if the data comes in, we'll move forward.
Very good. Earlier, I think it was Monday of this week. Sometimes my ability keep track of when things happen loses a little bit, but we talked to Bruce Miller, who's the public defender, about his concerns, and of course you saw the article in the P&J about this with the new jail and access of clients to their attorneys, especially pretrial when they are not yet convicted. What has the county been doing to make sure that this is being fixed, handled better, that there's more opportunity for attorneys and clients to get what they need?
Yeah, well, we've opened up 4 additional face-to-face rooms for attorneys and clients to meet. And so now we have, you know, we have 15 rooms that have no physical barriers between the attorney and the detainees. And so they can meet face-to-face. One of the biggest things that we've done is we've allocated additional staff to walk with the attorneys and escort the attorneys through the building, to the old jail and to the meeting rooms. And with minimal weight, and of course, you know, we're soundproofing in the video visitation. We're cutting pass-through areas out of the plexiglass and some of the other areas. So we've made a lot of improvements and a lot of efforts to really improve that. Our feedback that we've gotten as of yesterday has been very positive. The improvements and the changes that we've made. Are receiving positive feedback from the attorneys and the public defenders. And so we're happy about that, but, you know, we're going to continue to improve that. We're not finished with all of our improvements just yet, but we are working in that direction, and I think we'll continue to see positive feedback and positive improvement.
Very good. Well, obviously, having 15 more is a great improvement, in my opinion, so that's good news. And last, I always like to end with something that you can enjoy talking about, at least I hope, because it's a public works question. We've been talking with the mayor about the skate park within Hollis T. Williams, his goal is to have that done within a year and a half. Where is the county at in terms of bringing the rest of that project to completion? And, I mean, kind of just people want to know, because this has been such a long-standing thing that we want to get done, and it matters a lot. Can you maybe give people a little bit of an update on that?
Yeah, we met with Mayor Robson a couple weeks ago, and looking to make a request to the restore funding, and so we're kind of moving through that process, meeting with some commissioners to formally submit that request and move forward from there. As I think the mayor was talking about, the city doing a match, and then the county pushing to get some restore money to move that project forward.
All right, very good. Well, obviously, we're looking forward to both the skate park and the entire project itself. It's a transformational project for that area right underneath I-110. Wes Moreno, he is the interim county administrator for Escambia County. Wes, as always, thanks for the time, sir. Enjoy your vacation next week, and we'll look forward to talking to you again soon when you're back.
All right. Thank you, Andrew.